Chapter 15. 1 week. That's how much time had passed since what Johanna now called the incident at the beach. She still couldn't formulate what happened into proper words. She never expected Luke to tell her that he loved her, nor to let things get so out of hand. His lips, his touch, being pressed up against him the way she had been, had all felt so incredible, but she never would have expected what came after that glorious experience. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Luke hadn't touched her, at least not in the way she desired to be touched. Sure, he rubbed her back, passed his fingers through her hair, and they still cuddled when they fell asleep, but that was it. Nothing else. He hadn't touched her intimately. He hadn't kissed her either, and it was driving her mad. It felt like they were constantly playing a game where one of them stood in the middle and the other circled them. Round and round they'd go, getting closer and closer until eventually they switched spots, then the cycle would start all over again. They never seemed to be in the same space. Instead, they were constantly teasing, thinking, or working around one another without being on the same page. It was infuriating. Johanna understood there were several reasons for this. After all, she was still healing from everything. Even she could see how Luke constantly put her care first, so it made her wonder what it was that he saw in her that made him hold back, and how did she make it stop? She tried to figure it out for the first couple of days, to no avail. Then she thought about what he'd demanded, if he was going to fuck her. Every time she thought of those words, her blood turned molten, liquid pooled in her belly, and she could barely breathe, much less speak. But she remembered them, every single word, and she'd give it all to Luke, give him everything he wanted, but he wouldn't take it. No matter what she did or how many times she told him she was his, he didn't seem to believe she meant it. Running out of options, she finally decided to ask Danny for advice. According to her, both of them were incredibly dense, stubborn, and really two peas in the same pod. It was an annoying observation, but one that Johanna did have to agree with, if only slightly. Johanna had gotten better at voicing what she wanted, at believing she was allowed to want things and to demand nothing less. Yet, until Luke had admitted his feelings for her, she didn't fully believe it could be possible for someone to love her in the way she'd always craved. It made sense that perhaps Luke felt something of that too. Danny even thought that Luke still blamed himself for what had happened to Johanna, and couldn't believe her feelings because he didn't think he was worthy of them. That, more than anything else, had spurred her into action, which was the exact reason why Johanna had pushed herself out of her comfort zone and was now lying naked under the covers waiting for her mate. An hour had passed by the time Luke's body crossed the threshold into their room. It was a new game he'd started to play with her, waiting until she'd fallen asleep to join her in bed. That was something else Johanna would fix later. She watched as Luke opened a drawer and grabbed a pair of black pants to sleep in. "What are you still doing up?" he asked as he shut the drawer and turned to face her. "I was waiting for you." Luke moved toward her, causing her heartbeat to quicken. Leaning down, he kissed her forehead and then took a deep breath. When his lips parted, she wished they were on her skin again, somewhere lower. "You didn't have to wait up for me." "I know, but I wanted to." The beat in her heart fluttered as she admitted, "I missed you." He sighed, brushing his fingers through her hair at her temple. "I've missed you too. I'll be right there, okay?" Johanna nodded, turned on her side, and watched him disappear into the bathroom. It seemed as if he were gone for an eternity, each second stretching her nerves. When he appeared again, he shut off the light, settling the room into complete darkness. Then he slipped under the covers. She knew the exact moment he realized she was naked. Luke's breath hitched in his throat, and her heart was beating so fast she thought she might have a stroke. "You're—" "Yes," he whispered. Luke didn't move closer or further away from her. Johanna turned her head to meet his gaze, and even though she couldn't see it in the dark, she could feel it. He was completely focused on her, the intensity of his stare like a tangible force. When he spoke next, his voice was strained, and a little part of her reveled in it. "Why?" "Because?" She swallowed hard and tried again. "I want to be your mate, Luke. Make me your mate." The sheets ruffled behind her, but she didn't move, barely breathe, so scared that something would snap them both out of this moment. Then his chest pressed against her back as he spooned her. She was so relieved that a soft sigh left her lips, but Luke's fingers suddenly slid under her chin, making her tilt her head to meet his eyes. Once her eyes adjusted to the darkness, she saw the fire raging in his. Luke's mouth moved, but no words came out. His lips parted as he ran his tongue across them, and she followed the movement, hyper-aware of every little thing he did. Johanna committed to memory every breath he took, the warmth of his body behind her, the feel of the hairs on his arm as they tickled her neck and throat. She wanted it all, because she couldn't stand not having a single piece of him any longer. Finally he spoke, his voice gravely and low. "Sunflower, are you sure? I need to hear it. I need to know." "Yes." "Yes," she said again, hoping he believed her. Tilting slightly, she cupped his cheek, trying to communicate by touch everything she wished she knew how to say. He groaned, released a harsh breath, and whispered, "Remember you asked for this." Then his lips crushed against hers. Luke's kisses were all-consuming. He enraptured all her senses and threw her off balance by his gravitational pull, and she loved it. She loved him. His fingers slid down her throat as he deepened his kiss. Luke moved slowly, deliberately, owning her flesh. His hand cupped her neck, fingers at the sides as he squeezed, choking her. Johanna moaned deep in her throat. Wet heat flooded her core and she squeezed her thighs to ease the ache. She was so sensitive to his touch, so filled with longing that if she wasn't careful, she wouldn't last. Unconsciously, Johanna rocked her hips back against Luke's, searching for the pleasure only he could provide, and he moaned. He pushed against her, pressing the outline of his erection against her ass as they moaned together. Luke's hand squeezed around her throat again, wringing another moan from her, and she felt like putty in his hands. She was so crazy for him, and he hadn't even touched her yet. Johanna tilted her head back against the pillow, lining her lips with Luke's to deepen the kiss. He groaned as she licked the seam of his lips, and then he opened for her, his tongue pushing into her mouth, licking, flicking, and teasing her own. She buried her hand in his hair to keep his mouth fused with hers. Her other hand was trapped under her body by him, as if he knew how much she ached to touch him. Luke brushed the back of his fingers from her shoulder down her chest, so slowly it was as if he was completely unaffected in their passionate dance, as if he had all the time in the world. But his rapid breathing and the pounding of his heart against her back told her the truth. He needed this just as much as she did. Johanna pulled back from him, taking in his face, the soft glow starting in his eyes as she whispered, "Please." He looked down at her as if he worshipped the ground she walked on, as if her saying the simple word was somehow the most treasured gift she'd ever given him. Then he said, "I've got you, sunflower. I'll give you anything you want." She shook her head. "Take," she urged, her breath catching in her lungs as he kissed her ear, traced its pathways with his tongue. "Take what you wanted from me." She felt him smile against her flesh, then his hand grasped her breast, cupping and squeezing it while he ground into her ass. His other hand groped her stomach as he whispered into her ear, "What do you want me to take, sunflower?" She moaned, arching and pressing into his body, searching more for his touch. "Everything." "That's so broad, my love." He kissed her neck, and she could feel the sharp points of his teeth press against her skin as the hand on her stomach slid lower. "Tell me what you want me to take," he whispered, trailing a path from her neck to her shoulder. He moaned, as if the simple taste of her gave him pleasure. "Tell me what's mine." Johanna squeezed the hand that cupped her breast. "My body," she breathed, and he rewarded her with another squeeze. Then he rolled her nipple with his thumb before pinching the small bud, making her cry out. "Yes," he moaned. "What else?" "My heart." It was beating so hard for him, and as his fingers walked along her skin, sliding lower, closer to the place she needed him most, she thought she would lose her mind. "What else?" he growled, biting her shoulder, grinding harder into her body. She gasped as his finger finally reached her clit, sliding up and down the bud. "Breath." "Yes?" she moaned. "Sounds." "Yes?" He circled her clit, tearing another whimper from her lips. Her head fell back against his shoulder, as every nerve ending in her body came alive. "My mind, my soul." "Yes," he hissed, increasing the pressure on her clit, drawing a tortured cry from her. "My blood." He squeezed her breast hard, pinching her nipple, causing her to cry out at the delicious mix of pain and pleasure. "Good girl," he whispered, rubbing her faster. He was working her closer to an orgasm, an explosion that would send her flying off this planet to the moon in bliss, but she didn't want to go there alone. Johanna reached behind her with her free hand. She pulled at his pants, pleased that he let her. She was even more pleased when she found his dick free, readily thrusting into her hand. She grasped it, pumped, and he moaned a curse that made her smile. The speed of his fingers increased, and she moaned his name. Johanna spread her thighs. She needed him inside of her right now. He grasped the inside of her thigh and moved until his dick was against the lips of her pussy. Then he pushed her thigh down, trapping his cock there, and thrust. Her thighs were soaked in her wetness, making him glide easily. Luke did it again and again. Johanna pushed her hips back, clenching around him, and he moaned louder. His fingers pinched her clit, causing her to cry out as more of her wetness pooled between her thighs. Johanna slid her hand down and rubbed the head of his cock in sync with his thrusts, making him go faster, wilder. Her body jerked against his. She loved the feel of him, loved the thickness between her legs, but she wanted him inside her, nothing, not even this, not even his fingers on her clit, his lips on her own, or the way he stroked and squeezed her skin would fill that ache. It was a craving. He was the drug, and this was her new addiction, and she wouldn't stop until she got what she wanted, what they both wanted. Luke was close. She could tell in the way he moved, how he squeezed her hips and pushed her closer to her own orgasm, but she refused to have him come anywhere but inside of her. She needed it in a way she couldn't express. The next time his hips jerked back, she grasped his dick, and when he pushed forward, she tilted just enough to get the head of his cock inside of her. Even though she wanted this, even though she wouldn't go back on this decision, for a split second she wondered what Luke would think of her. But then he was pushing inside of her, and every thought, worry, and concern melted from her mind. There was just him, just this. He pushed and pushed and pushed until she curled her fingers in the sheets, holding on for dear life. "Luke," she cried. "I know, baby, I know." He groaned, pushing deeper. "You're taking it so well, sunflower." She moaned his name again, throwing her head back as her pussy throbbed around him. "There's my good girl. Look at you taking me so deep." He bit her ear, and a shudder passed between them. "So good, so perfect," he moaned. "Made for me?" "Yes." And then he was seated in her fully. She had never felt so utterly filled and stretched by anything in her whole life. Luke pulled out to the tip before he ran back inside, making her scream his name. It was one thrust, just one, before she was suddenly in the air. Then her back was against his chest, and she was on top of him. There was the sound of clothing ripping, and when he spread his legs, now free from the constraints of his pants, he used his knees to spread hers too. "Luke," she said breathlessly. "I wanted to be gentle," he began, "but I can't do that now." He eased her back down on his cock, spearing her. The position forced her to take him in a whole new way. When he thrust into her to the hilt, she knew she was done for. He gripped her hips and rammed into her, over and over. She shook, spasming against his body, but he kept going. He rested his hand on her stomach and pushed lightly on her belly. A new sensation filled her as she cried out, arching her back, both wanting to escape the pleasure and take more of it at the same time. He wouldn't let her go. She knew that now, like she knew the back of her hand. Luke would never let her go, never let her get away from him. This was what it meant for him to take her, and she would give everything for him to never stop. Each thrust was a new shock to her system. Luke rubbed her clit, making her soar to new heights of pleasure. She cried for him, screamed, tears gathering in her eyes, but he kept fucking her in a dirty, thorough claiming of her skin. Her head fell back, and when she linked herself with Luke's thoughts, she moaned loudly, knowing he was just as lost as she was. Then she tilted her head to offer him the last thing she could. His fangs pierced her skin. The mixture of pain and pleasure as he drank her blood made her release a full-body scream that started from her toes and coasted up her body at the speed of a freight train before her cries filled the room and she came. She came so hard she saw stars behind her eyes, and then Luke followed her and she cried out again in joy that finally, finally they were one. Luke couldn't help the smile that ghosted his lips as Johanna lay on top of him. Her sweat was mixed with his, her blood flowing through his system. He was still inside of her, and even with all of that, he was still hungry for her. No matter how many times he had her, it would never be enough. But now that he knew he could have her, he was willing to try to take his fill. Her heartbeat was rapidly thumping against his body as he lifted her. He eased out of her slowly, gently, but she was so sensitive she moaned and the sound went straight to his cock. It twitched for her, already standing at attention to nestle itself back inside her, but Luke had other plans. He laid Johanna down beside him, and then he rolled on top of her. Her eyes fluttered open to stare up at him. He enjoyed watching the wheels in her head turn as she took in his smirk. He knew the moment the realization hit her because her eyes widened. She cast her gaze down his body, her breath hitching as she saw his erection. "How?" she asked, and he chuckled at the question as if her pussy hadn't just grown wet at the thought of him inside her again. "Did you really think once would be enough for me?" He hummed as he nestled between her thighs, making her spread her legs wider for him. "No," she said, breathless. Then she moaned as his cock slid between her folds. "But so soon?" "Yes, so soon," he chuckled, the sound cutting into a moan as he slid the tip of his cock between her lips again. "Have you seen yourself? I get an erection every time you walk into a room. It's created a lot of uncomfortable situations." She laughed, the husky sound traveling over his body. "And that too," he said, nipping her neck and making her purr. "My laugh?" Johanna wrapped her arms around his back. She tried to pull him to her, and he chuckled, laving the crook of her neck with his tongue as he settled his weight fully on top of her. The sigh of contentment she gave him made a low growl rumble in his throat. "Yes. I've wanted you for so long." Luke pushed up slightly, his fingertips running through her hair as it fanned around her head. He met her eyes, and another course of satisfaction ran through him as she leveled her gaze at him. She could see in the dark now, better than a normal human. It was a small reminder of what they'd just shared, that she was now immortal, their bond consummated. "I'm going to spend days inside of your pussy," he whispered gravelly. "Impossible." He smiled, accepting her words as a challenge as he kissed down her neck. "Definitely possible and going to happen." "Luke," she moaned, tilting her head back even as she tried to argue with him. "That is not possible." Her breath hitched as he sucked on the base of her throat. "I'll need to eat, and so will you." "Absolutely," he murmured on her skin as he bit her chest, earning another moan from her. "You'll eat and I'll eat you. Problem solved." "Luke? Stop arguing with me." He cupped her breasts, pinching her hard nipples. Then he ran his tongue between her breasts, along the underside of one mound and then over her nipple. "It makes me want to ram inside of you and fuck you, until the only thing you can do with your mouth is yell my name." "Oh fuck," she gasped and arched her back. "Much better." He sucked one nipple into his mouth, teasing the other with his fingers. He ran his free hand over her stomach, squeezing her flesh and making her moan. A pretty little blush ran over her skin, but he didn't have to ask why. "You're beautiful, just like this. Exquisite. I've spent a lot of my life looking at beautiful things, but you, all of them combined, could never amount to your beauty." He squeezed and cupped the flesh of her stomach with both of her hands and met her gaze. "This world is stupid." Luke's fingers reached down to her pussy, no, his pussy, and stroked her folds. 100 years ago, women would have died to look like you. This was healthy. He rubbed over her stomach, then her clit. She bucked, so Luke grabbed her hips and continued his ministrations while holding her gaze. "Your body meant that you could eat well, that you could survive a winter, that you could give birth to healthy children. The rules may have changed, but that doesn't mean a single fucking thing to me, and it shouldn't to you." He rammed two fingers inside of her and shuddered at her wetness, at the feeling of it tangled with his own cum. "You were beautiful," he said. He thrust his fingers harder, watched her back arch as she threw her head back and cried out. "You are beautiful." He moved faster, curled his fingers, and watched as she started to shake. "You will always be beautiful." Then he rubbed her clit and she yelled his name. "Say it," he demanded. She whimpered and he moved faster, pulling another cry from her lips. "Say it," he repeated. "Say it or I'll stop." "Yes. Yes," she cried out. "Yes what?" he growled, adding a third finger, and she damn near came off the bed. "Luke. Say. It." He commanded, pride and satisfaction pumping through his veins as he watched his mate come undone. "I'm beautiful," she cried. "I'm beautiful." "Good girl," he purred. "Now come on my fingers, I have a meal to enjoy." Her pussy clenched around his fingers. With three more thrusts, she came, gripping the sheets and crying out in her pleasure. The sound undid him. It unlocked something in his soul that turned him ravenous, and instead of letting her catch her breath, his mouth claimed her core. He kept rubbing her clit in circles, felt the shivers in her spine as she tried to come down from her high, but he wouldn't let her. He pulled his fingers to the tips of her lips, spreading her, and before she could formulate a question, he licked between her folds. She mewed. Her back arched again as he started his feast, keeping his tongue flat as he slid up and down her pussy lips, tasting them both. She was fucking delicious, like cherries and sugared peaches, and it made him lose all control. He spread her legs further, lifted them over his shoulders and grasped her hips, then he slid his tongue inside of her. She jerked underneath him, and her cries filled the air as he ate her like a starved man. Luke wasn't satisfied when she came on his lips for the third time in a row, nor when he sucked her clit, slid his fingers back inside of her and then pierced the flesh of her thigh to drink her blood. Nothing filled him or satisfied his hunger until he knelt between her legs, lined his cock up with her entrance and thrust home. Only then did he feel complete. Everything before was just the appetizer, but this, here, being inside of his mate where he could take her over and over again, was the only thing that sated the beast within him. Here, with his mate's arms around him, her heart beating just as fast as his own, her pussy milking his cock, he felt whole. Words bubbled out of his throat, things he'd longed to say to her. "Marry me," he moaned against her neck as he thrust harder inside of her. "Yes," she shouted without even a moment's hesitation, and it only served to heighten his own pleasure. He moaned her name. His hands gripped her thighs, spreading and raising them higher as he fit himself deeper inside of her, wishing he could become one with her. "Baby, I'm going to fill you." Her nails dug into her skin as she moaned, as she fucking begged for it. "Please?" Luke groaned. He didn't stop until he was so deep he was pushing against her cervix. His hand fell to her stomach as he said again, "I'm going to fill you up. I'm going to breed you. I want you pregnant with my child. I want you. I want everything with you." "Yes," she moaned and nodded as if she was trying to make him understand. "Yes, Luke." She gasped as he hit a new spot in her that had her quivering underneath him. So he did it again. "Luke, yes. Everything. I do want everything. Oh God. I love you." Her confession spurred him. Luke was going so hard, so deep, losing himself so thoroughly in her that he didn't trust himself not to break her. He took her hands and pinned them to the headboard with his own, as he kept moving inside her. In time with his thrusts, the headboard slammed against the wall so hard that it creaked. Then the wood splintered and part of the bed broke, tilting them to the side. He kept going, and the new position drove Johanna fucking wild. Her eyes rolled back in her head and he was lost just like her. His fangs broke into the skin of her neck as he drank her blood. It flowed into his mouth, the taste like ambrosia, and when she came around him he swore he'd been blessed. The walls of her pussy tightened around his cock, dragging him under, and he roared out his release. Streams of cum shot into her and he kept thrusting, his movements jerky and uneven but enough to draw another orgasm out of his mate. The feeling had him emptying his balls inside of her until he collapsed, broken apart like a shattered vase and put back together with her as the glue. And just like that, he knew he would never be the same and he never wanted to be again. Life before her had been a lie. Now there was only Johanna, his sunflower, his stars, his moon, the center of his universe, and the future they would make together, a future that he would spend the rest of his long days cherishing just as much as he cherished her.